So, hi, I am Calculator.
And I'm Spanx McGee.
And we are If Only You Knew. And our Instagram handle is the same thing, except U is spelled Y-E-W instead of the regular U. For underscore not doing purposes.
You know, but we do have lives. Or so we've been told.
I mean, when your life has been stolen from, you know, normalcy by a pandemic and school and work.
Yeah.
We don't really have a work-life balance.
We don't really have a balance, period.
That's pretty accurate. I don't know what balance is. I don't think I've ever known.
You know, I think that's honestly one of the biggest lies adults tell us is we have to have a balance.
You know, there's this whole concept of being an adult that I always figured that once I turned, you know, 20, I'd start figuring things out. And the only thing I've figured out thus far is that I will never figure things out.
Yep, because we are 20 right now and it's definitely not happening.
And I've realized that adults who are much older than me really don't have it figured out, period.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm more of a, quote, adult than most adults that I've been encountering.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've been told I'm so mature for my age, and I'm way more mature than, like, most people my age or most people in general. And it's like, okay, isn't that sad?
I read that apparently being told that you are mature for your age, especially as a child,
mm-hmm.
usually means you're depressed. I laugh, oh! But it's not... That's just my response to everything.
Oh, so I was depressed growing up. Good to know.
The mental illness started early.
Whoa, hey.
Mental illness is not a joke, but...
No.
It is my response to everything.
Which, you know, everybody's got their own different, like, responses to that. Ours just happen to be, you're right, and finger guns, and...
Yeah.
Then we move on.
I tend to laugh at pretty much everything. There was one time, I remember, it was probably around 11 or 12, my family had a hammock hanging from their porch, and the rope was not really that secured, and I didn't realize it. So after a while of sitting down, the rope just kind of let go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fell on my tailbone on a concrete slab, and I just laughed.
Ooh.
Hysterically. My family looked at me like, are you okay? Do we need to take you to the hospital? Are you paralyzed?
Maybe not the hospital. Maybe in a mental asylum.
I mean, there are psych wards in the hospital.
That's true. That's true.
You go to a general hospital. There are plenty of...
crazy people in
areas.
There? Oh, okay.
No. Departments.
Departments. So, yeah, adulthood is most definitely a lie.
Adults do not exist.
Adults do not exist, and I think that's definitely a topic worth discussing in more depth.
I don't know that there really is a period of adulthood. Like, you have to, you know, take care of yourself and whatnot, but, like, mentally, do you really ever get it together? You just go day by day. Trying to figure things out. You figure out as much as you can for the day.
Mm.
But, like, for life?
Mm-mm.
No. There are only so many things that you can...
reasonably plan out.
Yeah. Like, you know, you could maybe plan out where you go to school and maybe plan out what you want to do after you graduate, whether it's high school or college.
Mm-hmm.
You may be in a relationship and you're, like... I'm going to marry this person. You could marry that person and have a successful marriage, or you could marry that person and have a horrible marriage.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's a really scary thought.
Yep.
You can plan and plan and plan, but...
how much can you actually control?
Life will sucker punch you.
And there's the title of the movie about your life.
Life will punch you in the stomach, and then in the throat, and then it will punch your nose upwards.
Ooh, yeah, it'll break your nose.
Yeah. Might even get you in the groin, even if you're, you know, you have lady parts. That still hurts. Might not hurt as much as if you have, like, you know, the other ones. The dangly parts.
The extension cord.
It's a nice little insert of an inside joke you got there.
Thank you. But yeah, so, I mean, obviously there's a lot of things that we just can't control, and this pandemic has really thrown that into perspective. And so that's one of the things my mentor has been talking with me about is goal setting and how do you break things into bite-sized chunks. And in fact, she and I talked about this, that, you know, in high school, they always are like, where do you see yourself in 10 years or, you know, 5 years? And it's always like 10 or 15, 30 years in the future. But I just don't think that's realistic anymore to be projecting that far into the future. We just, as time goes by, we have less and less that we are certain about. And so 3 to 5 years, 5 years max, like those are the type of projections that are reasonable now. And that's totally valid. But like at the same time, I think it's a reflection of how times have changed and how our generation is now having to be more present-minded as opposed to future-minded.
Yeah. You started off saying that we were in a pandemic, and honestly, I'm staring at you with your mask on. I have a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. Like, I take the, you know, every precautionary measure. I wear my mask, I use hand sanitizer, I wash my hands all the time. Mm-hmm. But I frequently forget because it's been so long already. I kind of forget that this is not normal.
And see, that hurts me because, like, we had so much fun prior to pandemic. Of course, we had so much fun today, too.
We were all masked. There was only 3 of us, all masked.
So, for a little bit of background here, it is freezing cold today, and there's a lot of snow. And we are people who are not used to snow. And low temperatures. In fact, it was single digits here today, and the last time it was single digits here was December 1989. So that it was really cold, and there was a lot of snow. But we had the best day ever. I mean, school was canceled, college was canceled, and you know, we just hung out and had a lot of fun. And I think those types of moments where you can like seize the moment, be spontaneous, and just say, you know what, let's do this. And then you go and do it.
Even if it's something that, you know, you tried it, almost gave you a panic attack, but you're like, you know what? I did it. I don't want to do it again.
No.
But I can say that I did it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I can tell my kids I did some crazy one day. I almost cried, but but I did it.
Yeah. And I think it's a little bit sad, but also, like, really encouraging that, you know, we are a generation who doesn't take it for granted that, you know, the future or whatever. Like, we just seize it and we take it and we own it. And it's great.
I think there's a little bit of a problem also with having, you know, high schoolers trying to figure out what it is that they want to do for the rest of their lives. You know, I recently had a slight career change because, yeah, when I was, like, 16, 17, I was like, this is what I'm going to do because this is how my life is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I will deviate from this plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I deviated. And now,
which, I mean, and none of that was, like, your fault. I mean, it just, the way certain classes went for you, the way certain things changed, like, that's not necessarily, like, you completely deviating from whatever plan. It's just taking those bumps in the road and just rolling with it and changing direction as you have to. You're adapting.
Yeah. And then also, you know, when I was like 16, 17, maybe a little bit younger, but I didn't think I was ever gonna get married, and now
here you are.
Here I am
picking out engagement rings, kind of, sort of.
He's got it. I'm letting him figure it out on his own. But that's the thing. I never thought I'd be in this situation. It's like, I gotta let him pick out the ring by himself. Because I didn't think there would be someone to pick out the ring.
Yeah. For those of you at home listening in, I am, as of yet, untethered. And Spanx over here is
very much tethered. I have a placement like holder. I have a placeholder right now for my engagement ring, promise ring, if you will.
Yeah. And would you like to introduce this fine young specimen to our audience
for podcast purposes? His name is Bob Bailey.
Bob B H O B. Bailey, B H A I L E Y.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That is my man. That's gonna be my husband. I'm gonna be
barring any sudden developments.
I'm gonna be Spanx Bailey one day.
But yeah, so we've got quite a variety of backgrounds and opinions for you guys.
We're almost polar opposites.
We pretty much are. I'm an extrovert. She's an introvert.
Heavily leaning towards introvert. I was a little bit more extroverted in high school.
But then again, our high school was a lot smaller.
It was a lot smaller. Pretty much Everybody knew each other. Everybody was in everybody's business. Mm-hmm. After I started going to school here, it wasn't really my goal to get out there.
Yeah.
You know, until right before the pandemic mm-hmm. hit, and then
life sucker punched you. In fact, I think that's going to be the title of this episode.
We've just gone, like, we're just like, what is it? What are those? You know, the ones, those arcade games where you just kind of pull the ball and it goes ping, 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 ping.
Pinball.
We've just been pinballing this entire episode.
You know, honestly, I feel like this is the way the rest of our podcasts will go is, you know, we have a list of topics that we have compiled of different things that we think we should talk about to spark discussion on your end, on you guys's ideas and thoughts, and get them, you know, just kind of matriculating. And so we do kind of have a set thing that we want to take this in a certain direction, but
I mean, that does not mean we will not pinball
each episode. Oh, yes. We will get each other off topic very quickly. In fact, there are going to definitely be episodes where it quickly deteriorates into BuzzFeed quizzes. But that's okay. That's okay. That's part of who we are. That's part of the nature of the game. And we're going to roll with it. It's very organic.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. I mean, it's good that we can do that. We can just kind of bounce off each other no matter what crazy thing we say. No matter what I pull out of my ass. First curse word.
Ooh, I think I'm going to have to put some air horns in here.
Oh my gosh.
If I can figure out the technology.
Give it a week or two. Give it about 100 episodes and then we'll finally have sound effects.
So for now, just imagine the sound effects for us. You can definitely do it better than I can.
Try it. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. Try it.
No. I'm a coward. I'm an extrovert, but a coward.
See, and that's another thing. I'm an introvert, but I'm a little bit more courageous. For example, at the gym.
Ooh, that's a good point.
We will sometimes work out together, and I have no qualms about going and trying out new equipment. I don't care mm-hmm. how ridiculous I look. I will bruise myself. I will hurt myself. I will humiliate myself in front of the entire gym just to learn how to figure out a piece of equipment before she does it.
Which I will only start doing it after I have seen her do it. Like I would not go in there on my own and do it. And regardless of whether or not I'm with her, she'll probably try it out. Anyway,
I will almost always try it out first.
And then the next time I work out with her, if she does it, I'll do it too. And then only after that point will I feel comfortable doing it on my own. I don't like being in the weight room by myself.
And meanwhile, I am in the weight room by myself every week. And I will legitimately sit there and watch an entire YouTube video trying to learn how to use the, you know, the piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll do it. I'll psych myself up and I will do it.
Look, girl, go you. You got this.
Something that you have you tried? I don't actually remember, but my very skillful walking on the treadmill.
Oh.
That is something that I think I've mastered.
She has a talent. She can dance on a treadmill, no matter what speed. She will be sitting there studying, and she can dance on a treadmill. Meanwhile, I cannot. I'm not graceful, guys.
You can't even walk in a straight line.
I can't even walk in a straight line.
Let's talk about bicycles.
No. It's too soon in the podcast.
Eventually, we'll get to the bicycles. Maybe we'll just have an entire episode just based
about
on
the bicycles. Maybe a lot of my trauma has come from the bicycles.
We should have an episode on the history of the bicycle and then sprinkle in some of your some of your mishaps with a bicycle.
So now, you guys, we have a plug for another episode in the future. You remember The Bachelor, how we watched that one season just because of the fence jump?
Yes. And
this will be that teaser.
This is our fence jump.
The bicycle story.
They kept advertising that fence jump, and I kept thinking it was going to happen.
And it didn't happen until, like, the last episode.
I watched so many episodes of The Bachelor, a show that I really, truly never wanted to watch.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing. If you watch The Bachelor, there's
absolutely
nothing
wrong with it.
It's just not my type of show.
I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it again in a watch party type setting where we had a bunch of people who were really invested in the show, and that was a lot of fun. But that's just not our thing, and so that was the only reason we got invested in that show, was because of that stupid fence jump.
Yeah.
And all it was a shot of him just jumping a fence.
Yeah, see, I like drama, but I don't like that kind of drama. I will sit there and watch, like, BuzzFeed Unsolved, First 48, CSI, Law and Order. I listen to podcasts about trials and
and
crimes.
Yet, of the two of us, which of us is more psychotic? Which of us is more likely to go serial killery?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know. I watch The Blacklist. I have watched Person of Interest, Sherlock, other intelligence type shows like that. I really like thinking about, you know, how criminals think and just the psychology of the mind. And just how twisted the mind has to be, or what certain events lead up to a person just completely derailing like that. Because I think it's really fascinating.
Yeah, same. I also think it's really fascinating that, like, this is a little bit off topic, but it's a little fascinating how you can actually create a new memory.
Oh, really?
Yes. I took an intro psychology class, so yes, I am a psychologist.
Psychologist over here.
But basically, if you give a person enough details, and depending on the person, it may need to be, like, a little bit more detailed or vague, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on the information that you give a person, they can create a new memory, and they'll believe it's true.
Ooh, there's a story my mother tells about me that, like, for the longest time, like, I had no memory of. And then, you know, the more she told that story, the more I constructed some sort of, like, vague, not quite a memory. It wasn't fully a memory, but it was, like, something vague. Like, yeah, okay, I believe that happened.
Yeah.
So, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's happened to me several times, and honestly, at this point, I don't know which parts of my childhood are real and which parts of my childhood are not.
And that's another episode, so stay tuned!
Don't know which episode number that's going to be, but it's in the list somewhere. It's a pretty extensive list, actually.
It is. It's. We've got a lot of topics, and, you know, if nobody ever listens to this, that's totally cool. Like, it's more about just getting these off of our chests and just kind of, like, putting it out there.
Because a podcast is free, but therapy is not.
That's our unofficial slogan now, I think.
Also, if I put up a podcast, Nobody's gonna be like, oh, maybe we should put you on like a suicide watch. Not that I would. Oh my gosh, wait. Oh, I don't know. Like, see, I've been hesitant about going to therapy because I don't know what trigger words would cause a therapist to be like, oh, we gotta take you in.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they'll straight up ask you, like, have you thought about harming yourself? But, like,
at the very least, I feel like this is a really good stepping stone for us just moving forward as adults as we figure out who we are and, like, what we want to do with ourselves and who we want to present to the world, you know? Because you present versions of yourself to whatever kind of person you interact with, you know, whether it's a total stranger or it's your mom. Like, there's different versions of yourself.
And I think that's super interesting because everybody has different friend groups.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just a different person with each friend group. And there are some friend groups that you can mix because you're, like, almost the same person. But there are other friend groups that's like, you two should never meet.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. I don't know who to be.
Dude, so I have, like, two different friend groups. And, or in this instance, I have a lot more friend groups than that. But basically, there's just this one guy that I just can't stand. And he can't stand me. Like, we've mutually agreed that we will never, ever just interact with each other.
Right.
There's no rhyme or reason for it. I can't tell you if he did something that just, like, made me, like, ew, what? No, I can't stand the guy. I just can't stand the guy. And yet, he's friends with this friend group, and I'm also friends with them, and every time they're like, dude, it's so funny to hear you two talk about each other because you're both just like, I can't stand them. I don't know why. I just can't stand them.
The vibes are off.
The vibes are off. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, and that just happens sometimes. I get some, like, vibes from some people that it's like, I want to like you, and I want to be a nice person to you, and I'm going to try real, real hard, but that, I don't like you.
Yes.
As much as I want to like you, I don't. And I would love to like you, but I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens. Sometimes you just have to listen to your gut.
It be what it be, and that's what it do.
It is what it is. Yeah, I remember being in, like, maybe sixth grade, there's a new kid that transferred into my school that we just could not stand each other. He, for some reason, the teacher put us in front of each other in the table, the mm-hmm. desk groupings.
Mm-hmm.
And so every single morning he would, like, mouth or whisper some insult to me. It escalated to the point where at one point, like, he wrote a note and it had, what was it? It had the number 304. And then he told me to flip it over. So, it said ho.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you know how the calculators type, like, 8008135. Boobies.
Elementary school humor.
That was basically his approach to it. And I don't know what it was. I didn't like him. He didn't like me. I don't remember if I ever went so far as to write a note like that, but...
You know, and I wonder about that, you know? Like, what in our minds, you know, clearly it's something subconscious that's happening that is... Like, our brains are just turned off about that person.
The soul knows.
The soul knows. How wise.
I can be wise sometimes.
You can also BS an answer.
I can BS an answer, and I do it quite frequently, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I got A's in every single one of my Spanish classes. Not in the fact that I speak Spanish.
Yeah. Well, you're pretty fluent, I would think.
Also, my Spanish classes, it's not really, like, anything about, like, learning grammar or anything like that. Like, I actually have to analyze things. I have to, like, learn about history and analyze movies. Like, I had to do... several page papers.
But that kind of analysis is pretty cool, I think, in that, you know, you're stopping. It's kind of what we're doing here with this podcast is we are stopping to really think about, okay, what is going on here? What's happening in the mind? What's happening with the vibe? What's happening with the aesthetic? What's happening with the context?
What do we know?
What do we know?
We know nothing. And now we're circling back to the fact that adults know nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Look at it. It's all come full circle.
I can tell you as an adult that I have learned absolutely nothing. I have spent almost 3 years in college. I can't tell you a damn thing what I've learned.
You're going to spend how many more years in school?
I have no idea. At least 5.
Ooh. Yeah, see, I just got another year 6 for undergrad and then another year for grad. So
I think I have 6.
Which is better than how much it was previously, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wasn't it more before the career path changed a little?
No.
No?
No. Cause like schooling it's more of like after med school.
Oh, the residencies.
The residencies and stuff, yeah. Which I recently figured out that apparently, well, I didn't figure out. I found out in a class that in my career change shifted from something that is not stereotypically dominated by females to something that is stereotypically dominated by females. And for a split second, it made me feel so bad, so guilty. I was like, am I betraying my kind? Am I betraying women? Am I betraying womankind by
your sex?
am I betraying womankind by just like choosing this new career path? But then I was like, you know what?
You have to do what's best for you.
Yeah, stereotype or not. I need to do what's best for me. And if this is what's best for me, then who cares if I feel a stereotype?
You know, you've got a boyfriend. You've got somebody you're projecting having a family with, so you've got to think about that family too, and that other career would not have been very family friendly.
No, but what did I know?
What do any adults know?
Literally nothing. All adults know is breathe, complain, repeat.
Yes. Also, at some point, they have to pay taxes and buy groceries.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. When are we getting our W-2s?
Oh, I think they went out electronically. I think it's in our
homepage.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to look for that because I need to do my taxes. Because I am an upstanding citizen.
How exciting.
I don't really know if I'm an upstanding citizen. I'm average, at least. At the very least.
Well, neither of us are standing presently, so none of us are upstanding.
I wouldn't imagine that we would be standing while recording a podcast. That's probably slightly ridiculous. Just like how ridiculous it is to be standing making 50 Valentines.
Which we did! We made Valentines to originally give to a elderly home, a home for the elderly, and well, that was before the weather kind of went. So
that was a bust. But so, it's okay. We found out. We found how to.
We gave them to the dining staff, and it was a huge success. Huge. So, moral of the story, don't be afraid to make somebody's day. It doesn't have to be an extensively, like, artistic masterpiece of a card. Like, we literally just had people fold a piece of paper and write, Happy Valentine's Day, and call it a day. And that's perfect.
Happy Valentine's Day. Have a great day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Have a great day.
But it was also slightly difficult when there's someone who wants to remind old people that they will not be alive for very long.
Wait, really? Did we have somebody like that?
Yes, we did. We did.
Oh, no.
I had to remind him, please, this is to make them happy, not to give them an existential crisis. It makes me wonder, like, how does it feel to know you're old? Like not right now. Like,
yeah, when are we going to wake up and realize, wow, we're old?
I might die soon.
See, I was thinking, at 35, I'm going to wake up and be like, damn, I'm old. And then I'm going to die soon.
No, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking more, like, elderly, like, I'm like almost 80. I might get Alzheimer's. I might get dementia. I might start forgetting everything. I might die.
You start forgetting things already, though. That's not a inherently only old people experience.
Well, my grandpa has Alzheimer's, so.
Okay, well, I forgot what I had for breakfast this morning, so.
That happens.
Did I have breakfast?
I don't know, but you had lunch with me. We had kung pao
chicken. I've eaten at least twice today. We're calling that a win.
Sure. That's another thing.
The eating habits will be another thing.
That's another thing. You know, you kind of, at least I hope, you know, as a child or teenager, you kind of have your eating habits down because, you know, you have
once
school.
Once he gets to college.
Well, my eating
or
habits.
Or even beyond.
I mean, like, I kind of had, like, meals, but then, like, I remember towards the end of senior year of high school, it just kind of went down the drain. I walked into school eating popsicles for breakfast.
Oh, I remember that.
I ate orange popsicles.
I remember that. Oh, my gosh.
And I only ate orange popsicles.
Yeah.
Because they were orange
and
carrot.
Yeah, I noticed that.
They were orange and carrot popsicles. So I was getting, like, a serving of vegetables.
Okay. But at least there's that.
It was my favorite flavor, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
I actually don't remember what the other flavors were, but orange was my favorite. So, if there were no orange popsicles, I wouldn't eat a popsicle, and maybe I just wouldn't eat breakfast. I don't know. I don't remember at this point.
Well, at least you ate something.
I did.
And that's kind of the whole, I guess, overarching theme is, like, at least you did what you wanted to do. At least you got to the point now, you know. Because ultimately, we want this to be about, you know, appreciating yourself, loving yourself, what it means to have self-care, what it means to actually take care of yourself. And, you know, whatever realizations stem from that, whatever ideas you get about the future, whatever beliefs you shape from this, like, you got there. You did that.
Yeah.
We're going to celebrate small victories.
Yeah, I had this idea, like, when I was younger, that as an adult, every single day I would accomplish, like, a billion different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize now, as long as I, you know, get up, get out of bed.
Yeah.
And take a shower that day.
That is a victory. That is a win.
It's a win.
And it deserves to be celebrated.
It was a great day.
You deserve to be celebrated. If I can talk.
You deserve to be celebrated.
Celebrated.
Yes. You know what? Sometimes I get a little down, but then I remember I showered.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of bed.
You're out of your building on a very cold day.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not alone.
Thank you for reminding me that I have quite the trek back.
It's not even half a mile.
It's dark outside.
I'll call you a tap ride.
Are tap rides even running?
Oh, that's a good point.
So I will...
Next question.
I'll just be calling Bob Bailey while he's visiting his friend right now. Oh, gosh.
But, again, like, we had a lot of fun today.
We did have a lot of fun today.
Things that, you know, we walked, like, the last place we went to, like, I didn't really want to walk that far, but I went anyway, and you did something that you didn't really want to do.
But I did it anyways. Almost cried about it, like I said before, but I did it!
You did it, and again... That's the victory we're going to focus on.
I don't know why that... you said focus on, and it reminded me of focus on the family. And I don't actually...
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Well, we'll talk about my experience with religion in another episode.
So you guys have lots to look forward to. That's for sure. Or at least, you know, if you decide to come back.
Ever. Please befriend me.
But yeah, so I hope you enjoyed this episode zero sucker punch,
this spiel, this ping, not, it's not ping pong,
no,
pinball, this pinball of an episode where we didn't even have a topic to start off.
We really didn't. We were just gonna, you know, test and see how it goes.
We just started and just let ourselves spew.
I think that's the beauty of our relationship, though, is that we don't need a roadmap. We can just go.
Yeah. Yeah. I am Spanx McGee.
And I am Calculator.
And we will see you in the next episode.